You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Ashland School District is debating on whether or not to adopt a four-day school week. Many school districts in the country have already adopted a four-day school week for various reasons, and Ashland teacher Mark Reimer has proposed to do the same to address a teacher shortage and boost morale, citing its success in other rural districts. This has a chance to also improve attendance and academic performance through increased planning time. While Board Vice President Shelley Bader and teacher Marie McFarlane voiced concerns about meals and childcare, Reimer and a committee he formed plan to develop a unique Ashland model, incorporating community feedback and learning from other districts with $6,500 in approved research funds. Findings are due in February. Wednesday, September 24th, there's a blood drive at the Phillips High School gym from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is your chance to potentially save someone's life with your donation. Once again, it's taking place Wednesday, September 24th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips High School gym. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday, co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee. The ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill, not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a Black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services report is showing that Wisconsin EMS have responded to more than 140,000 falls last year, a staggering 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. This week marks Falls Prevention Week, and the health department is encouraging everyone to take steps to reduce fall risks. You can learn how at dhs.wisconsin.gov. September 26th and October 3rd, the Flamborough River YMCA bike bus is returning. The bike bus is a fun alternative way to get to school by riding your bike. Students wait at the closest point along the route and join the bike bus as it rides by. The group does not make stops at any houses. Students bike all the way to school and then go to class just like normal. The bike bus is led by the YMCA program director along with adult safety volunteers. Studies have shown that students who engage in active community to school have positive cognitive outcomes. Furthermore, the bike bus promotes independence and community. This is for all students in elementary school or older, and they do ask that students in the first grade or younger ride with a parent or guardian. Parents of any participants are welcome to join. You can find the route by following the QR code on the flyer posted on the Flamborough River YMCA's Facebook page. The route will begin at the YMCA parking lot. They will be leaving the Y parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and planning to arrive at school by 7:35. Helmets must be worn by all participants, and an after-school route is not provided. Families must make their own arrangements. Once again, this is taking place September 26th and October 3rd, leaving the YMCA parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and arriving at the school by 7:35. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection with inmate deaths is off the hook, Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following five inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when two inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. Five other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. The Dawson's Creek reunion was missing one of its biggest stars Monday night at a planned event to raise money for cancer. James Vanderbeek was supposed to be part of the read as he was the man of honor. The Varsity Blues star was diagnosed with stage 3 colorectal cancer last November, so Dawson's Creek castmate and friend Michelle Williams put together a table read of the pilot script that included original cast members Katie Holmes and Joshua Jackson. Vanderbeek ended up having to bow out due to stomach pains, but had a pretty heavy hitter as an understudy in Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. If you're a Tom Holland fan, your spidey senses were probably tingling over the weekend. The actor suffered a concussion on the set of Spider-Man Brand New Day. Variety reports that Holland was injured while filming in Glasgow, Scotland for the film that is set to be released next summer. This is the first time Holland has put on the spidey suit since 2021's Spider-Man No Way Home. I said the word spidey way too many times. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle has repeated as champ at the box office from last weekend. The film held off newcomer Him, the Jordan Peele-produced thriller that stars Marlon Wayans and Tariq Withers. Him opened with just over $13 million, about $4 million behind repeat champ Demon Slayer, which pulled in $17.5 million in its second week. The Conjuring Last Rites opened at number 3 with just under $13 million in its third week, bringing its total to $151 million. Rounding out the top 5 were Downton Abbey and The Long Walk, which both pulled in $6.3 million. Two newcomers failed to crack the top 10, and one had major star power in Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey couldn't overcome bad reviews and was a box office bomb with $3.5 million at the gate. The Senior, starring Michael Chiklis, had great reviews but only managed $2.5 million at the box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.